Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving. I hope your day was wonderful. I hope your dreams and expectations of yourself remain high. Nobody's too depressed. If you're not having the best time this holiday because of your health, I hope this show today serves as a source of enlightenment, as always. The concept, we're going to go a little deeper today into what I'll term as the wonderful world of menopause. And maybe it is wonderful for you because for three or four decades, you suffered from blood-curdling periods every month, that 4 to 5 to 6 to sometimes half the month, wretched in abdominal pain, so on and so forth. Or maybe it's just the hot flashes that you've never had that don't seem to go away, and it's been a year going on 2 years, and you're stuck in the middle of hot flashes that none of the known remedies have fixed. As always, I have answers, but as always, you have to look a little more deeply into the situation. Ladies, from this point on, I want you to think of yourself, well, think of yourself on many levels, but one dimension I want to add to your perception of you is that women are ruled by blood. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that when you go for your yearly physical, wherever that may be, that you are looked upon by your healthcare provider, that you look upon yourself as a mass of blood, that blood having many, many qualities to it. Qualities to blood, you. And we're going to hook this into menopause. In other medicines, in ancient medicines, women were defined by blood. The definition of health for a female was fundamentally about how she regulated her blood. So to cut to the chase, if you're 17, if your granddaughter is 17, if each month she's curdling in pain from some aberration of a menstrual cycle, and this has been going on since puberty, which may have been as early as 12 for different reasons today, there is something wrong. Well, you know there's something wrong with her cycle. I'm asking you to consider that there's something wrong with her health. And what's wrong with her health will affect her long after menopause begins. And that's how I'm asking you to see you. So this is not a show that you're exempt from if you're 80 years old and are no longer having your period. Nor is it a show that you're exempt from if you're 20 years old and you just had your first child. The concept here, as always, the deeper concept, is that you are measured by a bunch of indices, markers. And one marker here is the quality of your blood, which you see displayed each month during your cycle. Part of that cycle is when you bleed. Point is, if you're not bleeding, your cycle still occurs. Have you ever thought about that? Oh, you're done with those periods. No, you're not. The physiology that controlled your period when you were 16 is the physiology running your show when you're 60, and it's the same physiology you will die of at 80 or be handicapped by at 80. Your breast cancer, your Alzheimer's, your Parkinson's is your menstrual cycle. That's big. That's as big as Thanksgiving. That's as big as our founding fathers. Yeah, I heard a great biography. Well, it wasn't a biography. It was a historical synopsis on 870 AM, the Michael Medvin show the other week on Thanksgiving Day about our founding fathers, the pilgrims, and what they suffered in those first years. Unbelievable to lose half of your tribe of only 100, all indentured servants, few had the money to come across the Atlantic, and half died in the winter because they didn't know how to survive. I'm interested in the half that survived, I'll guarantee you. Before they left on the Mayflower or what, I would have looked at their menstrual cycle and known who was strong and who was weak. Who was going to get what? Blood defines the woman. That's big. Let's get a deeper sense of this now. Blood defines the woman. Well, ladies, you understand it, if you understand it at all, around two words, estrogen and progesterone. So let me start there, but it's so much bigger than that. Go to picture number one. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Get to the website, straighttalk.cc. If you're driving, as soon as you can, get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com.cc. Yes, if you're driving the car with a menstrually related headache. If you're driving the car with a concern about terrible osteoporosis. If you're going to join my bandwagon and stop this nonsense about that one herbal capsule that's going to fix your problem. This is just not right. It is not right to think that way. It's correct to use the herbs as part of your understanding and your overall approach. But this notion that it's important and that you take it and that these things happen 10% of the time if you're lucky. And if you're dismayed, if you're skeptical, if your loved ones are skeptical, if your medical doctors are skeptical, that's why. This is why, too. Nobody wants to learn. Learn about your cycles, ladies. Go to picture number one. And gentlemen, please. Don't mean to exclude you. Men are defined by sperm. Women lose blood, men lose sperm. How the male handles that process over his lifetime determines how much his bones ache and his skin sags at 60 or 70. To be sexually promiscuous, to release more sperm than the body can accommodate. Yes, you've reduced your version of you if ejaculation is a wonderful stress buster. That one kind of turns my stomach. It's the prevalent myopia for men. That ejaculation is a great reducer of stress. If that's the mentality, you're going to get hurt. You're not going to understand really what an ejaculation is, what it's supposed to be, and what you're losing if you look at it as stress release. But this is a show about ladies. Picture number one. Take a look. Blow that one up a little bit. That's Control Plus, or you can do it with your fingers if you have certain types of applications. Look at that. Picture number one. The Venus week and the Minerva week. The progesterone, the blue line. The estrogen, the green line. The testosterone, the red line. What is this saying, ladies, and gentlemen, if in a 28-day cycle, you follow your estrogen and how much your ovary is producing. Estrogen is produced in the ovaries. Only half true. Enough estrogen that's significant is produced in the adrenal cortex of the adrenals. Ladies, you're having issues with PMS. You're having issues with hot flashes. You're having issues with pregnancy. You're having issues with whatever you're having issues with. Look to the adrenals. While you're slapping on the estrogen and progesterone creams, why aren't you looking to the adrenals? To the adrenals you go. When was the last time your OBG said your hot flashes are not about getting more estrogen, they're about getting more sleep. They're about getting more B6. They're about getting more vitamin C. They're about getting more magnesium. They're about getting more health. Your issues with your osteoporosis, your issues with your PMS, your issues with your fertility, your issues with the horrors of menopause. You know, in a lot of countries, menopause is simply an uncelebrated day. One day you don't bleed, that's the end of it. You don't even mention it. You're passing into the other cycle. More people are going to listen to you about life as your hair turns increasingly gray. And the day you stop bleeding is the day more people want to know what life was like. Now there's a culture. That's a culture in coherence. Not giving birth control pills to 17-year-old girls to stop their periods because their periods hurt too much. Not having so many people incapable of getting pregnant today that endometriosis and cystic ovaries are the norm. These are all outcroppings of a culture not respecting that a woman is defined by the quality of her blood. That's big. Don't you love it? All right, look at that cycle there. At about day 12, day 13, day 14, you begin to ovulate. Now you ovulate, and that egg is in the uterus and capable of being fertilized for about 12 hours. A lot of people don't get that. Only 12 hours is that egg hanging out in there capable of being fertilized. So if it's only in there for 12 hours and capable of being fertilized only 12 hours, then what's the worry? Why don't we just pin down that 12 hours and let the ball ride? Why all the emphasis on birth control and how difficult it is? One reason. If that sperm goes up inside the vaginal canal, it can hang out in the cervix for up to 5 days before you ovulate. 5 days. That's 5 days of hiding, just waiting. That's what complicates the possibilities of an unwanted, or a surprise, I should say, pregnancy. Right? After it happens, it's not unwanted, theoretically. But about day 12, day 13, and you can, of course, know this if you take your temperature. Great book, Tony Wexler, Taking Control of Your Fertility. Tony Wexler, W-E-S-C-H-L-E-R. Taking Control of Your Fertility. I didn't put that on the website today. Young ladies, older ladies, old ladies should all be in touch with their cycle. Because then you can render hot flashes. You can send them back to where they came from. You can fix your fertility problems. You can make sure that you are not devoured and ravaged in your old age, older age, because you never learned to regulate your cycle. To regulate your cycle is to regulate your hormonal system. To regulate the neuroendocrine system is to understand much about your health. So really, the way you should exalt your period, the way you should exalt menopause, the way you should exalt getting rid of your hot flashes, is simply to understand that by doing that, you are using and controlling and exalting and making sacred one indice of feminine health that, if it reigns supreme, will yield great dividends. That's the way you have to look at it. Now, that red there is testosterone. We're going to talk about that in a second. But the green spiking at about day 11, day 12, day 13, that's your estrogen. Estrogen has a function. Progesterone, which we're going to take a look at in a moment, has a function. Now do this. Go to picture number three. Picture number three. And the concept in picture number three is that estrogen does one thing, progesterone does another. Those two hormones are supposed to work in balance to each other, along with the testosterone, along with the pregnenolone, along with the DHEA, along with the aldosterone, along with the cortisol, along with the adrenaline, along with all the release factors coming out of your hypothalamus and pituitary. And only God knows how deep that process runs in your body. Not your medical doctors, not me, not anybody. So feed your health. Oh, great. Feed your health. That doesn't help you, does it? You wanted that special...